You are muted. You're muted. You are muted. I see your little microphone is with a
Rabbi Goldstein.
I told him he was muted. Right.
But I got it. Okay, now you can hear me, right? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, let's go back. All right. So we're on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We're getting two lines from the top. So if you remember the Mishnah that we did on Shabbos, we mentioned that on a Tanit Tzibur, there are six additional brachot that the Tiflech Tzibur says. And really, the Mishnah lists seven because the first one, Goel Yisrael, got a little more, was elaborate. So among the brachot, we had one bracha that mentioned Shmuel, another bracha, the fourth and fifth bracha. So the fourth bracha mentioned, it says, Mishana Shmuel B'mitzvah, Yonah Femishmol, Kosakami Zebra Femishmei Tzaka. So with that was the fourth bracha, was Baruch Ata Hashem Shomei Tzaka. Let's say Hashem who hears the cry. And the fifth bracha was Mishan Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, Yonah Femishmol, Kosar Tem, Yonah Zebra Baruch Hashem Shomei Tzfila. So Shmuel was Tzaka, Shomei Tzaka, and Eliyahu was Shomei Tzfila. Okay, let's look at the Gemara. So the Gemara says on Yud Zayin of Amud Aleph, the second line, Al Rishonu Hu Mir Rishonai Avraham Chulei. The Tana to an Abraisa Yesh Machlif in Tzaka LeYahu Utfila LeShmuel. So the Tana teaches me that sometimes there's some people who revert it, and for the bracha with Eliyahu Navi it says Shomei Tzaka, and the bracha for Shmuel says Shomei Tfila. So the Gemara says Bishplaim Gabi Shmuel Tibe. So the Gemara says, if you look at the Pesukim that relates to Shmuel in the Mitzpah, it mentions both Tefillah and it mentions Sa'aka. So Rashi quotes one Pasuk by Yizak HaShem Kol Laila, which is a number of Prakim later on, but the Marasha points out there's a Pasuk close by that mentions Sa'aka. Sa'aka and Sa'aka, we figure, are the same. This is the way the Gemara goes. And then it says, so it mentions both. So I can hear a svara that one Tana could hold one way, one Tana could hold the other way. But by Eliyahu, there's Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, when he has this sort of like type of duel, metaphorically speaking, with the Nevi'e Habal, the challenge with the Nevi'e Habal. So there it mentions two Tashemens and Sa'aka. So when Tefillah, what it really says is, that Eliyahu said, Anini Hashem Anini, answer me, Hashem, answer me. The Gemara takes it that that's Lashon Tefillah. So the Gemara says, Tza'aka. The Gemara says, Anini Hashem Anini, Lashon Tza'aki. The Gemara says, Anini Hashem Anini, when it's like from the, this is the way that Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, from the depth of the heart, is could be Lashon Tza'aka. So they're both susceptible to both Lashonot. Halashishi Domeir, Mishanat Yonav Hul, on the sixth bracha, he says, so again, there are six brachas he's adding, but the Gemara is figuring Goel Yisrael is the first, so it comes out to be seven. Goel Yisrael, they elaborate more. So Al Shishi Omer, Mishana Yona Bakulai. So the sixth bracha, we say the one who answered being the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who answered Yona, being the Ehadaga from the depths of the fish, he says, he should Ibruch Hashem Hone Be'eit Sarah. That's by Yona. And then the next one is Al Shvid Omer Mishnah David and Shlomo. The one who answered David and Shlomo in Yerushalayim, you should hear your Tzaka, Ruchat Hashem, Amrachim Al Arad. Blessed Hashem who has Rachmim on Eretz Israel. Let's see back in the Gemara. He says, Al Shvi'it Omer Mishna Yona Chulei, Al Shvi'it Omer Mishna David Chulei, Mithi Yona Bata David Shlomo Hava. So Yona, if you look at it chronologically, the Gemara is figuring that these things are going chronologically. So if it's going chronologically, Yona is after David and Shlomo, right? So he says, "Mithi Yona Bata David and Shlomo Hava." My Tama Machin Liberation. Why do we mention Yona before mentioning David and Shlomo? So the Gemara says, "Mishum Dabai Lemesam Rachim Al Arts." The Gemara says we want the last bracha of these additional brachot to be Baruch Chat Hashem Rachim Al Arts. Blessed are you.
Excuse me. What blot are you on?
Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, 17a, 10 lines down. Okay, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, page 33. He says, so we want the last one to be Ruch Merachim Al Ha'aretz. This Shem is Rachim in Eretz Yisrael. So David and Shlomo, they each prayed regarding rain in Eretz Yisrael. David had a famine 1 year after another year, and he prayed. And Shlomo Melech had a tefillah when he built the Beis HaMikdash that Lu Yatsur, they won't have rain, you should answer the tefillah. So Tana Tona Braisa, Yishum Sumchus Amru, Baruch Mashpila Rabbin. The name of Sumchus was another Tana. He said that the last bracha isn't Baruch Merachim Al Ha'aretz. When you say Baruch, it means Baruch Hashem, you know, Merachim Al Ha'aretz. That's not the bracha. The bracha is Baruch Hashem Mashpila Ramin, who brings like the haughty lowly. In other words, as a result, in other words, like if a person has like haughtiness, so like you know, when you're suffering distress, that brings you down. So blessed Hashem. In other words, that's the like with the rain, the whole thing. Now the only thing is, one question that the Gemara doesn't ask is what about Eliyahu? Eliyahu is also after David and Shlomo. So the Gemara asked from Yonah, Yonah's after David and Shlomo. So we gave an answer. But it doesn't ask what about Eliyahu, he's after David and Shlomo. So Leibowitz mentioned this. He said the Marsha has one answer the Marsha gives and other people give as well, is if you say that Eliyahu is Pinchas, so then Pinchas is before David and Shlomo, so then that would work out well. But if you say Eliyahu is not Pinchas, so what were the answers? So one answer is that I think this answer was the Tosos Yantiv, if you say Eliyahu was Pinchas, we don't have a problem. But let's say we say Eliyahu was not Pinchas, then what? So we could give the Tosfos Yantiv that we can give the same answer we gave here in the Gemara. The Gemara says the last bracha we want to be Baruch Merachim Al Ha'aretz. So it's a little answer for both. Or the Marsha says that Eliyahu is going to come and Eliyahu is going to usher in eventually like the Mashiach, which is like the restoration of the Malchut Beit David. So the Gemara wants to mention Eliyahu before David and Shlomo because it will come out chronologically going forward that way. All right? All right. So any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Yeah, what's up? Yeah, did you ask this question? Somebody asked me this question on Shabbos. Did you ask me this or not? You did? Oh, you asked, yeah. Yeah. Allah Selahach, but you too might. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I think we want to mention situations. Okay. We want to mention situations where people prayed and in response to our tefillah, Hashem answered our tefillah. So in the Midbar, there was one incident where the one you're referring, I think the Allah Salahach, there's two incidents with the hitting the rock and getting water. So the one incident is just demonstrating the kochos of Hashem. And the other incident, they complained to Moshe Rabbeinu, but it wasn't that they were being mispalel. I think we're looking for where people are mispalel and rain came. That's what I would answer. Okay, so on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, we're around 10 lines down. Okay, so so the Gemara says, Shlosh Tani Yerushonon, Hashem Yishmor Mit Ani Glom Hashem Nekulei. So if you remember in the Mishnah that we did on Shabbos, this was on the following days, we spoke about whether they have to fast. The Anshei Mishmar are the people whose shift is that week, and the Beit Av is the shift that day. But then we mentioned another halacha. The Mishnah said, I'm going back to Tet Bavim Beis. If you want to look, it's on 15b, the second line, Tet Bavim Beis. Anshei Mishmar, Mutar Nishtot Yayin Beleilot. The people, now a Kohen, when he's on duty, cannot drink wine. He can't go on the Beis Midrash or the Mishkan and the Shtu Yayin. So on Shem Mishmar, we turn Shtu Yayin Belayla to Lobi Yamin. So the Mishnah said, now the Mishmar, each week is a different Mishmar. Mishmar are the people on that week. So the people who are on the Mishmar, they could drink wine at night, but they can't drink wine during the day. And it says, Va'anshe Beit Av, Lobi Yom Belayla. The people in the Beit Av who are on duty that day, they can't eat by day or by night. So the Gemara is going to explain, we went over this in the Mishnah, that the people who are on duty, so they're on duty, they can't drink wine. That's the din. The Anshe Mishmar, they might be called for duty if there's too much work for this Beit Av, so they have to be on standby. But once it's nightfall, nothing to worry about. If they weren't called during the day, they're not going to get called at night. That's the basic Malach. We'll see another shot shortly. So, Shoshana Yad Rishon, Anshe Mishmar, Mitanav, Lomashim, Hule, Tana Rabbanan, Nehamru, Anshe Mishmar, Mutan, Stogyan, Belaylo, and Lobyanim. Why are the people in the Mishmar entitled to drink wine at night, but not during the day? So he says, Shemit Tafar Avodal and Shebedav Yavob Yisayu Lahem. In other words, they come into play if there's too much work for the Beit Av. So that could be during the day. There's too much work. Too many people brought Korban Banon in, so they're called auxiliary. But by nightfall, all the Korban have been brought. The only thing left is put them on the Beit Av. If they haven't been called during the day, they're not going to be called at night. Now, Mipnima Amrum, Anshei Beit Av, Lo B'Yom V'Lo B'Layla. Why is it that the Anshei Beit Av, that they can't drink wine by day or by night? They chain a Sukin Tamid Ba'avoda. Because they're always busy doing Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. All right, now, this is from the Al Hadak by Rabbi Zev 16. So, Gemara explains, the Kohen of the Beis Av are a Sukin Tamid Ba'avoda. They're always busy with Avoda. Even though most of the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash is performed during the daytime, Rashi and the Rabbi explain that the burning of Chalav and the Evarim, fats and limbs can be performed at night. Therefore, the Kohanim serving the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to refrain from wine at night. Alternatively, the Rambam explains the Kohanim of the Beis HaMikdash must refrain from wine at night because of a concern they may still feel the effects of the wine when they wake in the morning, and they would thus be prevented from performing the Avodah the next day. So the way the Rambam is learning is differently than Rashi, with Rashi and the Raib words. The Rashi and the Raib were that they have to avoid drinking wine that night that they're doing Avodah. But the Rambam is saying they have to avoid wine the night before they do Avodah. And it was the night before. So he says, the Shev Yaakov notes two practical differences between Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, the Kohanim are forbidden from drinking wine on the night following their turn to serve, since that is when they are obligated to burn the Emurim of the Korbanos offered during the day. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, it is the night prior to the service in the Beis HaMikdash when the Kohanim must abstain from wine, but a chance of a hangover following morning when they have to serve. That's what the Rambam has it. Now, the Gemara Maseches Yoma on Daf Mem Vav says that the Emurim of the Korbanos offered on Erev Shabbos and Yontiv must be burned prior to Shabbos and Yontiv. So the Gemara learns, if I'm bringing Korbanos on a Friday or an Erev Yontiv, I have to burn the Evarim before Shabbos or Yontiv. The mitzvah to burn these Emurim does not override Shabbos, since it's just possible to burn them before prior to Shabbos. So since I could burn it before Shabbos, I have to burn it before Shabbos. Hence, notes the Shev Yaakov, according to Rashi, if you want to drink wine on Friday evening, there's no Hakaras Emurim taking place. So Rashi's Malach is that the Beit Av can't drink wine at night. They can't drink wine at night because that's when they're offering the Emurim. But Friday night, they're not going to be offering Emurim because all the Emurim have to grow up before nightfall. And the same thing with Leil Yantiv. So according to Rashi, there's no problem with the members of the Beit Av having wine that Friday night. He says, on the other hand, according to the Rambam, according whose turn falls on Shabbos may not drink wine on Friday evening, there's a concern that on Shabbos morning they may not be able to perform the required avodah. According to the Rambam, the Easter is, if I'm in the Beit Av on Shabbos morning, I can't drink wine on Friday night. That's the way the Rambam understands the sugya. Although, I must say, it must be that Rashi would also hold, that the Rambam would also hold, you can't drink wine at night. Because if you're doing a vote on the base of Mikdash, Rambam can't permit that. But he's saying, the words referring to the night before. All right. Let's say welcome. So we're on Yud Zayin Manalev.
What would they do with Pesach? What would they do if they had to drink?
Just wait a few minutes. We're going to come to it. Okay. We'll come to everything. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's take a look. Now, well, according to, again, so we said Erev Yantiv. So according to Rashi, there is no
Rashi's problem. Okay. Yeah, but Rambam. Right.
According to the Rambam, how would they have the four cups of wine? That's what you want to say. Right. Okay. Yes. Let's just wait a little bit now. All right. I don't know. Michael says grape juice. I'm not sure if the grape juice would get you out of the Easter. I'm not sure. Let's take a look back in the Gemara. I hear, but the only thing is, it says yayin b'shechar al teisht, and yayin means even like fresh wine. I'm not sure. Okay, let's take a look. And also, there's a question whether you can go to the arbacosa with grape juice. Anyway, let's take a look. Now, all right, now we're on the second wide line. No, I didn't get there. Okay, this is the last narrow line. Now, mikan amru, so based on this, he says, since it says that even the Anshei Mishmar that weren't working that day, they were asur b'yayin. So we saw the Anshei Mishmar are not allowed to have wine, even though they're not on duty that day. But they could be called to duty, so they can't have wine. That's what we saw. So mikanamru kol kohen. So mikanamru means now that there's no base of mikdash. Kol kohen shemakir mishmar tel mishmar v'dav shalom. Any kohen who knows he has mishmara, what his mishmar was. I mean, in the mentions in the ketuvim mentions the 24 mishmarot by name. So if a kohen knows in his family has mishmar, which mishmar he belonged to, mishmar v'dav shalom, knows which v'dav he belonged to. And he knows that his Bate Av, the way Rashi learns, that there are no psulim in his family, so that he would be qualified to serve in the base of Mikdash. So if he knows which is his Beit Av and his Mishmar, and knows there's no psulim in his family, so that day he calculates that his family would have served in the base of Mikdash, he can't drink wine that day, because maybe the base of Mikdash will be built that day, and then he'll be served called to do duty, and he won't be ready to go. So he can't drink wine that day. Okay, let's just all wait. Hold off all the questions, thoughts, and please. I don't need commentary. Okay. So this is the second wine line. Now this is still Yom Koto Yom. Now the second wine line of Gemara, the Makir Mishmarto. If a person knows his Mishmar, the Emakir Mishmar Beit Avtlo. He doesn't know what Beit Av he belongs to. You know, I know I was from Yehud Yarif or Yedaya, but I don't know which Beit Av I was in. And he knows that there's no psulim in his family, and his family were chairman serving the base of Mikdash. Then he can't drink wine that entire week that he knows that his mishmar would be serving the base of Mikdash. Now, third halacha, let's say he knows he's a kohen, he doesn't know his mishmar, he doesn't know his beit av. But he knows that his family, there's no psulim, and he's qualified to serve in the base of Mikdash. So according to the Tanakhama, he can't drink wine ever. He can never have wine. That's the way the Tanakhama is saying. Because at any moment, the base of Mikdash will be rebuilt, and then he'll be called on to serve Avoda. So Rebbe disagrees with the Tanakhama. Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, first, Rebbe disagrees with the Tanakhama in several ways. He says, even if you know your Mishmar, and you know your Beit Av, you're still not allowed to drink wine at all, because who knows what's going to be when the basin like this is rebuilt. Meaning, let's take a look at Rashi, the second wide line downstairs in Rashi. Rebbe Omer, Omer ani kohen asur kuli klomar, yichashim l'sham yibaneh, yeh asur li olam, afilu amak your mishmar tov mishbeid obotav. Either you know your Beit Av, and you know your mishmar, yichashim l'sham yishtaraseh na mishmarot. Who says that the order will be the way it was? It'll be a different order. Maybe everybody will have to serve him initially when we get the base of Mikdash going. The Nims is at Tzarech Lavod. The next piece of the Gemara. Let me back in the Gemara. So on the fifth wide line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, Asur Shtot Yayin Le'olam, Aval Ma'es Shetakanato Kal Kal To. What can I do? Because his takana, meaning the heter for Kohen to drink wine, is the kilkul that the base of Mikdash has not been rebuilt in so many years. Meaning that even though we hope the base of Mikdash will be rebuilt any day, but it's so many years, I don't have to be foshesh for this in terms of drinking water. That's what Rebbe said. So Amar Abaye says, Kaman Shatua Ibn Kane Chamra. So Abaye says, who do the Kohanim rely on now that they're all drinking wine? I see all the Kohanim drinking wine. Nobody's worried about what Mishmar, what Beit Av they're belonging to. So he says to Rebbe, they're relying on Rebbe's statement that now they're allowed to drink wine. All right. Now, Pesach David. So Pesach David asked, according to the Chachamim, Pesach is asking, not according to Rebbe. So I don't know what they would do on, you're right, on Leo HaSeder, the Kohen would be in trouble if he.
But is it? Not, but that. But the drinking wine is a drabbana, right? For what kosa? And this was the raisa. So that's the raisa of lotas say we're on the way.
Okay.
To,
okay. Fine. Yeah. Fine. But it's still. Still, I don't know how you. Okay. You got a problem. Right. No. Let's go back. So we said that a coin in the Beit Av that serves not allowed to drink wine at night. So we had a machloket between the. Okay, let's do one thing at a time. Aleph Beis, then we'll get to the Gimel. Okay. So Aleph Beis is the coin wasn't allowed to drink wine at night at the Beit Av. So we said we had a machloket between Rashi and the Ravid on one hand and the Rambam on the other hand. Rashi and the Ravid said they can't drink wine at night because they're busy putting the Ivarim and the Chalavim, the Ivarim Vdarim on the Mizbeach. So we said, according to that Pshat, there's not a problem on Leil Shabbos and Leil Yantiv because they put all the pieces on before Shabbos, before Yantiv. But the Rambam says that the Easter drink wine at night relates to the Beit Av that's going to be on duty on Shabbos and on Yantiv. Now, so you're asking that what? That all the Bati Av are on duty on Shabbos. No. The 24 mishmarot, each mishmar is divided either into 6 or 7 batayah. Come here. All right. Well, again, this would relate to the way the Rambam learns. You're asking on the Rambam that they won't be able to drink. I assume the ones that are, the Rambam will say the ones that are serving in the Beis HaMikdash, you're right, so they all serve in the Beis HaMikdash.
Right, they had that line. They were all doing the part of the
Wait. On Erev Pesach, were all the Mishmarot on duty on Erev Pesach? I'm not sure of. But I don't know within the Rambam. But that's with a couple of different things. One he's talking about night, you're talking about during the day on Erev Pesach.
Well, no, but then there's the Seder.
Wait. Let's go. It's only a problem according to the Rambam. Okay, that's what we're talking about. The fact that they're doing the avodah during the day is not an issue. The fact the Rambam is the next day. So for the Seder, so I don't know. According to the Rambam, it sounds like they would not drink wine. That's the way it sounds like according to the Rambam. All right. Now, any other questions, comments to us? All right. Let me go on. Let me think what else I have here. Okay, we'll do some more with the wine, and then we'll do some more with other things. Okay, let's go further on the ground. So, we're on the fifth wide line on Yudzayim and Aleph, 17a, around the fifth wide line. It says, Anshei Mishmar v'Anshei Ma'amad, Asrin L'Sefer L'Chabes, Chabish Mutar M'nei Kodesh Shabbat. He said that the people who are in the Mishmar, in other words, the Konin who are on duty that week, and the Anshei Ma'amad are the Yisraelim who are also davening and fasting that the Korban should be accepted. Some are in the base of Mikdash and some are in their own town. Assume the Saper L'Chabeis. They're not allowed to get a haircut that week or to launder their clothes. On Thursday, they could do it out of Kavod Shabbos. So the Gemara says, my time, why are they not allowed to get a haircut or launder their clothes? So he says, we want to incentivize them to get a haircut and like wash their clothes. They walk in to the precincts of the Beis HaMikdash, they look menschlich. That's what we want. So if we say, if they can get a haircut anytime, say, I'm going to be on duty in the Beis HaMikdash, I'll get a haircut. So he says, so this way they have an incentive to get the haircut and to wash the clothes before they show up. I was bothered a little bit, but they could get the haircut and wash the clothes on Thursday, but a little bit. But Rabbi Packer said at least somewhat of an incentive. Okay, now Tana Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa. Melech mistaper b'chol yom. The king gets a haircut every day. The king gets a haircut. Kohen gadol me'erev Shabbat me'erev Shabbat. Kohen gadol every Friday gets a haircut. Kohen had yod achat l'shloshim yom. A regular garden variety kohen gets a haircut once every 30 days. Melech mistaper b'chol yom ma'itayma. Why does the king have to get a haircut every day? Am Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Makro Melech b'yopyo tetazani necha. The pasuk in Yishai says a king in his beauty you should see. So it means whenever the people see the king, he should look like wonderful. So that's why every day. Kohen Gadol, Me'erev Shabbat, Me'erev Shabbat, my time. Why does Kohen Gadol get a haircut every Friday? Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Hol Mishmarot Midchat showed that the Mishmarot change over on Shabbat, right? Remember, we learned that they have, remember, with the Lechem Apanim, you have the old Mishmar and the new Mishmar coming in. So the idea is when the new Mishmar comes in, they see the Kohen Gadol, and if they see the Kohen Gadol, they want to have a good impression of Kohen Gadol. It reminds me, years ago, I'm not a big traveler, as you know, but I took a flight on British Airways to London, and then I was connecting to another flight to Israel. So on British Airways, they had like this whole like outfit that the, at least at that time, the crew put on. They had like the women had this hat and the whole zach, and they wore the outfit like when you came on the airplane, and then they took it off during the flight, and then when you left the airplane, they put it on. But the idea is, when people, you know, they see you and then they leave you, they want to have that impression. So the same thing here with Kohen Gadol. What? All right. Now, Kohen Hed Yod, Achat L'Shloshim Yom Min Ha'alam. So where do we know that a Kohen Hed Yod gets a haircut once every 30 days? So the Gemara says, Ati Pera Pera Min Ha'azri. Like Zera Shava. Pera means like a growth of hair. They said in English, a tress, a curl, you know, like a lock of hair. So Pera Pera Min Ha'azri. Kiv Ha'ata. So this pasuk is in Yechezkel. So when I said a gzeir shava, a real gzeir shava would only be the pasuk of the chumash, one pasuk to another pasuk. This is a pasuk from the Nabi, the pasuk of the chumash, but it's at least a little bit of a remez that it says this is talking about the kohenim. Rosham lo yigalechu. They're not supposed to shave their heads. Everybody should shave their heads, but especially Easter, with the kohenim shave their heads. Ufera lo yishalechu. They shouldn't grow their pera. He says, "Uchiv hatam," and then the pasuk says in Parshat Naso, "Kedoshia gadel parasar rosho." That he, the nazir, is holy. He says, "Kedoshia gadel parasar rosho." He'll grow the para on his hair. Malahalim shloshim. So by the nazir, for the reasons that Gemara is going to explain, it's got to be at least 30 days of growth. Achtan shloshim. So to hear when the navi says, "Ufera lo yishalechu," they shouldn't grow the fera. It means past 30 days, they shouldn't grow it. In other words, that which the Nazir should do, to grow for at least 30 days, so the Kohen is admonished not to let it grow for 30 days. The Nazir Gufa Menalan, where do we know the Nazir has to grow his hair for at least 30 days? Amar Rabbana, Stam Nazir Shoshim. So Rabbana says that if a person says that he's going to be a Nazir without specifying a period of time, then at law, it's assumed to be 30 days. Menalan, where do we know that halacha from? So it says, Kadoshia Gadel Parasaroshao, Yeah in Gematria, you have a yod at 10, another yod is 10, two hays, another 10, so it's 30. So he says, Tlakinhavi is 30. So I leave what you're saying, there aren't many halacha we learn from Gematria. I can't think of any other one we have from the Gematria, but this one we have. So Amali Rapapa La Baye. So Rapapa says to Baye, maybe what the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying as follows. Lo lirbu kol. Maybe not that they grow it for 30 days. They shouldn't grow it at all. They should cut it off either before the 30 days. Rashi here says, or that which we call Rashi, says it every day. But lo lirbu, certainly not even two 30 days. Amar le, you have a kata of lo yishalchu pera kitka amar. If the Navi would have said, lo yishalchu pera, they shouldn't grow a pera, then you're right. You'd be on all fours. Hashta the thivu pera lo yishalechu. This is the para, it shouldn't grow. Para lehavesh, sluku leshalku. In other words, they could have a para, which is 30 days growth, but then they shouldn't let it grow beyond that. So they have to cut it. So the Gemara says, if that's the truth, if that's the case, that Konim are admonished not to grow their hair for more than 30 days, so then even today, that there's no base of mikdash, they should be obligated to get a haircut within 30 days. So, Gemara says it's similar to the, you know, prohibition of the Kohenim drinking wine. He says, just like drinking wine for the Kohenim, we've established when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no prohibition for them to drink wine. Or even during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if they're not in the Beit Avon Mishmar, they could drink wine. But now there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no prohibition. So too, in terms of growing the hair, the Hatani, as the Gemara says, but we learn the Brisa. Rebbe says, Rebbe Omer, Omerani, Konim asur l'shtot yayin liolam. The Konim, according to Rebbe, are forbidden to drinking wine forever. As Rebbe had in the Brisa above, The Rebbe disagreed with the Tanakhama. He says that when the Kohen knows his Beit Avor or his Mishmar, it doesn't make a difference. He can't drink it. What can I do? The kind of the head there is because we're basically destroyed so long. But Amar Abaye, so the Rabbi says, according to whom the Kohen relying that they drink wine now, to Rebbe. Michlal, the Rabbanan Asri. So the soda is the Chamim disagree with Rebbe. So the Chamim disagree with Rebbe, and they hold that Kohenim indeed are not allowed to drink wine if it's the Mishmar or the Beidah, right? That's the way it comes out according to the even Shlob. He says, Afilu Shlob is man bia. One second. But he means that the prohibition is intact according to the Chachamim, even after the court of Beis HaMikdash. Let me just make sure what he has here. Yeah, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash now, there's still a prohibition for drinking wine. Now, so the Gemara says, so my time, why according to the Chachamim is the prohibition of drinking wine still intact today, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash? My time, I'm here, you better be to make us. We're going to coin a Rila Avoda, Beleka. We're going to need Kohenim who are, Avoda ready, and then we won't have it. So the question is, according to the Chachamim, what's the difference between the prohibition of Shtu Yayin, which they concede is still in effect? So those same Chachamim should hold that all the Kohenim are admonished not to grow their hair long, because maybe they'll be called to do Avoda in the base of Mikdash. So the Gemara says, Hacha Efshar de Masapar Ba'ayil. The Gemara says, when it comes to taking a haircut, so Luya's for the base mission rebuilt, so he'll take out his scissors, chop, 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 and it'll be ready to go in. In other words, that's not a big deal to, doesn't take a lot of preparation to get into shape. So, Ihaki Shtuyin Nami Efshar Degani Port of Ayo. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, so then even drinking wine should not be prohibited according to the Chachamim, because the Kohen could rest a little bit and he'll remove like the impact of intoxication. The Rami Bar Abba, like Rami Bar Abba explains, the Amar Rami Bar Abba, derech mil, the shena kosher with vegan and a yayin. Rami Bar Abba says, if you walk a mil, which means like a mile, but it means like a Roman statue mile, which is like a kilometer, and you sleep a little bit, that dissipates the power of the wine. So the question is, we don't understand what is the difference according to the Chachamim between the prohibition of wine, which they say is still in full force and effect, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash today, and the prohibition against growing the hair, more than 30 days, which is not in effect. So the Gemara I want to say, but with haircut, I just take out a scissors. There's no issue. So this is, can I do that with the wine? So lav mi itmar Allah, was it not stated concerning that statement, Rami Bar Abba, that when Rami Bar Abba says you take a little nap or you take a little walk, he was talking about you drank less than a ravid of wine. A ravid is like a cup, like a Friday night Kiddush cup. If you drink that amount or less, then a little snooze or a little walk will cure you. But if you drink more than a ravid, then walking is going to mess you up even more. He says, "Vashena mishakar to," and the sleep it'll still leave you in a big stupor. So that's why the Chachamim are machalik between haircuts and drinking wine. Okay, everybody good so far? Any questions come? All right. But there's a specific lav in the Torah. Yayin v'shechar al teish. Don't drink wine and enter the base of Mikdash. Do avoda. So any questions from the Zoom world? Yeah. Oh, what's up? Yeah, what's up?
According to the Rambam, he says, I can't have wine the night before my
avoda, right? Then I have a hangover, right?
And yet, the Gemara hypothesizes, just like a haircut when you're done, he could rest and maybe, just a nap, and he's going to sober up.
If the whole night. So first you could say one zera fits all. You know what I mean? Like in other words, that it's a zera drabanim. You have to have it according to the Rambam. Not that way. But Kohenim shouldn't drink the night before. So it could be like I want to see. Give you advice. You could drink a little bit, but you'll drink a lot. So nobody drinks anything the night before. That's the way. That could be. What?
I can't drink the night
before. No, no. In other words, I'm saying it's one rule. One rule fits all. That's what I'm saying.
No, no. But the Gemara entertains that a nap would be enough to sober you.
Right. That's funny in general. In other words, as a general matter.
The Rambam's poshut that 8 hours later, I'm still.
No, because the Rambam is concerned like for all levels of drinking. In other words, that's the way the Rambam said. This Rambam explained the Gemara. The Gemara says that the people. The night before, the way the Rambam understands the Gemara, the night before they can't drink. So that's the way I would explain the sheet of the Rambam. But all right, let's take a look further than Gemara. All right, so again, so we were trying to say the sheet of the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that there's still a prohibition of wine. So it means, according to the sheet of the Chachamim, not Rebbe, according to the sheet of the Chachamim, if a person knows his Mishmar is made of, so then he's limited to at least one day, or the Mishmar doesn't know the Beit Av 1 week, but if you don't know the Mishmar, you don't know the Beit Av, then I can never have wine according to the Chachamim Bizmanazeh. That's the way the Chachamim paskin. But those same Chachamim paskin that I can grow my hair if I'm going more than 30 days. So we said, what's the difference? So the Gemara said the difference is that the hair, within a minute or two, I could chop off the hair, I'm ready to go in the base of Mikdash. The wine, I can't, you know, get out of my shikras in a minute. What's up? Right. Or what? Right. Yeah, so so tell me what the answer to that is. Tumahutra. Right, Michael said it. Tumahutra Bitsibur, right? And that was for the, if everybody's Tame, then we go ahead, we do the Avoda. Okay, so that issue we resolve. Okay. So again, we'll talk. That's it could be from a Kaddish Baruch Hu put up in a day. Okay, let's take a look back on the Gemara. Now, I just want to let me get through this again. We'll try to come to your point. We'll come to the other points. There's a lot of things I want to cover this well. Okay, now, the Gemara says, I'm up to the 10th line on Yuzayin Amud Beis. Everybody with me? Okay, now, Rabashi is giving a different hesber as to why we should be mechalek between haircuts and drinking wine. Rabashi Amar, Shuyayin Demati Avoda, Gazru Rabbanan. Ravashi says, when it comes to drinking wine, that would invalidate the avoda. That would profane the avoda. If a kohen does avoda when he shtu yayin, so it invalidates the avoda. So the chachamim goes there that I can't drink wine because, you know, maybe I'll be called to duty. That's the gzeira. He says, prui rosh lamach the avoda. If lo yatsur, I do the avoda with long hair, it's not going to invalidate the avoda. So lo gazru b'rabbanan, the chachamim didn't make such a gzeira b'zmanazeh. So Ravashi saying wine is a lot worse than haircut. Never mind about being able to do it quickly. It was like the worst case scenario. So Mayfei, on this we ask a kasha against Ravashi from the following brisa. The brisa says ve'elu shein demita, the following are subject to mita b'dei shemayim shtuyayin puri rosh. The kohen he walks to the base of Mikdash in a state of shtuyayin or he's puri rosh. So by the prohibition against wine, so and he says, I'll taste that tobanecha below tamutu. He says, don't have the wine and don't die. It means otherwise we'll die. So Mamila, I know that Shtuyayin is subject to mita, it means mita bidei shemayim. It doesn't say mot yumad, it says lo tamutu, means that the ribon shalom. The Puri Rosh Ben Alan, where do we know that of a kohen grows his hair too long? And then he does a avoda, he's subject to mita b'dei shemayim. So the Pasuk in Yechezkel says that they shouldn't shave their heads. They shouldn't grow their pera, their lock of hair. And then right afterwards, it says in Yechezkel, that no kohen should drink any wine when they come to the inner courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. The ikash puri rosh to yayin. So we see there's a hekesh, a connection. A hekesh is we have two things in the same pasuk nearby, between the two items. There's a hekesh between drinking wine, the prohibition against drinking wine, doing a voda, and the necessity of cutting one's hair. Or we're not entering in puri rosh with long hair. Mashu yayin b'mita, so that entitles us to deduce that just like shtu yayin is subject to mita, he says, a puri rosh b'mita. So puri rosh. Now I can extrapolate that it's also something to be shemayim. Umina, and then I can further derive imashu yain demachli avoda, and here's the kasha against Ravashi. He says if Shtuyayin is makli avoda, it's mechalel avoda. It invalidates the avoda, which the Gemara established as a given, and that was given was based on Pesukim, where Rashi had it. He says Rashi learned it out. It was in the fourth, fifth, and sixth narrow lines in Rashi. He says, there was a deal to divide between the Kodesh and the Chol, that if you drink wine, you're going to be Mechal Liavoda. Purirosh, the Mechal Liavoda. So then it's reasonable for us to assume that Purirosh would also invalidate the Avoda. So if that's the case, so Ravashi's Hezber to our question, the difference between, you know, why is there a prohibition coming for Shtuyayin? There's no prohibition against Purirosh, Bezman Hazeh. So he said that it's Gzeri Drabana, and we're afraid about a certain scenario the basement should be built and people have to be ready for it. But the worst case scenario, Shtuyayin wouldn't validate the Avoda. Purirosh wouldn't validate it, but it sounds like it wouldn't validate it. So then, even though in parentheses we usually take the words out, I'll read it and we'll see. So lo, ki itkush lamitu itkush, lo itkush. So the Gemara says, maybe, that the hekesh is just for, it's just for mita, not for being the Chali Avoda. Amalei Ravina Ravashi. So Ravina says to Ravashi, Hamikami dati yechazkel man amara. So we have this whole shtickle Torah that Purei Rosh is chayav mita bidei shemayim. And we know it's chayav mita bidei shemayim from the hekesh and psukim in yechazkel. So before yechazkel came, there were a number of centuries between Matthew Torah and yechazkel. So who says that? Who said that before then? So that's what he asked Ravashi. So Amalei, Ravashi says, Lekameh hadim Rav Chista. She says, Rav Chista has a different halacha, and we don't learn from the Torah Moshe. We don't have the Sukkim in the Chumash. We learn from Divrei Kabbalah, which is Sukkim in the Nevi'im, with Tuvim. He says, Kuben Nechar Erolei, this is in Pasuk in Yechezkel, Kuben Nechar Erolei, the Erol Basar, the Yavol Mikdashi. That any Ben Nechar means a Kohen who's Ben Nechar, let's say he believes in a avodah zara, that would be a ben nechar, or that's erol lev, he's got uncircumcised heart. The erol basar, or he never had a bris milah, never bris milah, it could be from kohen, but his brothers died from having a bris, so he never had a bris. So here the Nabi says he can't come to do avodah in the base of Mikdash, even though he's totally not at fault, he can't do avodah in the base of Mikdash. So before Yechezkel showed up and said this pasuk, who said this? He says there was a mesorah that this is the halacha. So they had al pi mesorah that an erol basar can't do a vote on Beis Hamikdash. But Yechezkel asked the chakra. Then Yechezkel came and he gave us a pasuk on which to rely. Hachanami, so too with the fact that you're chayav mita b'dei shemayim if you do a vote with the Purei Rosh. Gemara Gamirla, there was a Masorah that way. And we have this Masorah. Masorah is just for me to be the Shemai, but that's Masalli Avoda. Okay, let me just summarize that. I want to do some things with you. We're really running out of time. So we said this machloket between the Chachamim and Rebbe about Kohenim drinking wine Bizman Hazeh. So Rebbe says theoretically, whether you know your Beit Av, you know your Mishmar, you don't know it, you shouldn't drink wine at all. But what can I do? Like today, it's so many years since Korban Beis Hamikdash, so the Kohenim are choshe, you shouldn't be drinking the wine and Sasang Gebench. But the Chachamim disagree with them. The Chachamim say that if you know your Beit Av, you can't drink wine that day. If you know your Mishmar, you can't drink wine that week. If you don't know either one, you can't drink wine at all. That's the Bezman Hazeh, even after the Korban Beis Hamikdash, the Kohenim, the Chachamim say. But those same Chachamim say that if a Kohen wants to grow his hair more than 30 days, Gekis Otehei. So he said, what's the difference between the two? How come I can grow my hair and I can't drink the wine? So in both cases, the base is rebuilt and I'm not ready to go. So the Gemara says that hair, I just take out a scissors, chop, 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 I'm ready to go. But Shtuyayin takes longer to get ready to go. That's one answer. Answer number two is this is the Gzeri Durabanan. So drinking wine, Luyat Surah, I would do a voto in the state of Shtuyayin, that would be Mechal Liavoda, would invalidate the whole Avoda. So that's crucial. We don't want to validate the Avoda. If I go in and I do the avoda, you know, with long hair, not good. I'm chayav mita b'dei shemayim, but it's not a chali avoda. That was what the Gemara says. Okay, now let me just do a few points, and then we'll try to take some questions, comments, and thoughts. The did you hear somebody talk about this anyway? Okay, so this what to speak? Okay. So the question is, Michael is saying, how do we know who's going to be able to do the avodah? So the simple pshat in the Rambam, that's l'chora what the Rambam says. We won't know exactly who's going to be able to do a avodah when the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt for a while. So the Rambam says that's the reason the Kohanim had to drink wine, Bisman Hazeh. But the Rav disagrees. He says they'll be able to figure it out right away. Please, I have to speak quickly. Then I'll try to pause, please, for questions, please, in 2 minutes, okay? Now, he says like this. The Gemara brings down, so the Rishonim bring down at any moment the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, and they'll need this Kohen for avoda, and if he's drinking wine, he won't rule the avoda. So the Shagas to Aryeh has to say for Gurus Ari, and he asks like this. In the second Rosh Hashanah, we learn, is about focusing on Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua, if in Tishrei they're Atim Lidel or Nisan, will they be redeemed in Tishrei or Nisan? So it could be the Kohanim should be asked for the whole month of Tishrei, the whole month of Nisan. Why are they prohibited the other months? In other words, the Chorah, the basic mikvah, is only going to be built in Nisan and Tishrei. So 10 months out of the year, they should be able to drink wine. So he explains, Machlok HaKanaim relates like this, Be'ita and Achishena, that the Geula can come Be'ita, means we're not so early for the Geula, so eventually it'll come day certain. The day certain will be Tishrei or Nisan, or Achishena, Hashem, if we're early, Hashem can speed up the Geula, and then bang, 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 we get the Geula at any time. So that Geula could be at any moment. Now, in addition to which, he says, we have to distinguish between the Geula and the Bnei Beis HaMikdash. Yerushalmi explains that the Beis HaMikdash will be built before the Malchut Beit David. And the Seder Devarim are, first the Beis HaMikdash will be built, then Christ will be redeemed, and then the Davidic monarchy will be reestablished. So Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua only have a Machlok about the Geula, but the Beis HaMikdash could be built any day. So when they say, so this is a different answer. He's saying, when we say, B'nisan or B'tishrei Etin L'Gael, it doesn't relate to the Beis HaMikdash. Means that the ultimate Kibbutz Gal Yod and Malchus Beit David being restored, that's the Geula. But the Beis HaMikdash could be at any point in time. Now, in Halacha, we pass it like Rebbe, the Kohanim are not held back from drinking wine. The Rashi explains, we're not Choshesh, the Beis HaMikdash was built today. And that's the way a number of Rishonim say. But the Rambam writes that Kohanim, who know the Mishmar of the Beit Av and which week they serve, have to avoid drinking wine that week. Just the Kohen doesn't know his Mishmar. He could drink Tamid because he doesn't know, you know, which way it will be established. That's the way the Rambam understands the flow of our Gemara. So the Rambam understands that the Rambam, maybe I don't have time for this, the Rambam understands the Rambam that when the Beis Hamikdash has been built, that this Kohen won't be able to do a vote immediately until it's clarified what Mishmar belongs to. And he said, Bangkok will be at the wine will dissipate. So the Rav disagrees with strongly. He says, as soon as the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, we'll be able to clarify immediately which Mishmar and who the Kohen is and what's going on. So he quotes here from Rav Eliezer Manshach in the Avi Ezri. Rav Shach explains the Rambam. He says, the Rambam doesn't mean the way the Rabbi understood him. He says, the basis for the Easter Shtidus Yayin is because the Easter is left from the time of the Beis Hamikdash. And we see something like the Dibri Baal Tosos, and we've shown him, right, that there's an Easter Malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzot, because in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, you couldn't do Malacha at the time you brought your Korban Pesach, that Easter remains in place, even though there's no Beis Hamikdash now. So he says, the coin is Ruhi Tavoda, he's not allowed to drink wine in the time it's Ruhi Tavoda. And Zin is noted if a Kohen doesn't know when his avoda is, he's not allowed to drink wine the whole year. But it also applies that when the Beis Hamikdash is standing, a Kohen doesn't know what his Mishmar is not entitled to serve in the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, there's no reason that he has to avoid Shtid Yai. In other words, only a Kohen who's Re'ui to avoda at this moment has to avoid Shtid Yai. So in other words, he wants to say like this. The Rambam is saying, as a practical matter, only a Kohen who's ready to go do a voter right now is prohibited from drinking wine. This Kohen right now, he doesn't know which Mishmar he belongs to, so he could drink wine. In other words, what? Say again, what would be? No, so the Rambam says they could drink wine. The Rambam says they could drink wine. So the Rambam is saying that, like, let's say if the Beis Hamikdash was standing now and he doesn't know which Beit Av, which Mishmar he belongs to, so he has no he can't do avoda. To me, there is no prohibition for him. Okay, now the Now, he mentions that he brings down from the Sifrei Gaon, and they tell about Rav Hanina Gaon, Sefer Adonai Levracha. He was a Kohen. He knew the Mishmar of his father's the base of Mikdash. He would grow a long nail, I think, on his thumb, a bow on his thumb. He says that's where they do Malika, right? Because he's going to the basement to rebuild. I had a friend of mine who, you know, he's in Chicago. He was a Kohen, and he grew his that nail longer. You know, he what? Right. Right. No. Anyway, all right, all right, what did you ask before, Mike? What was your question? Yeah, okay. So first of all, so we answered about the, now, again, so there's two Masoros about whether the machine is being built by man or for Shemayim. So Shemayim comes down, bang, 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 bang. Now, bang, 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 anyway, now, yeah, so Michael says that they asked this question, I heard Leibowitz asked the question. Gemara says, if a person says, I'm a Nazir on the day that Ben David comes, so he's not allowed to drink wine, because each day might be the day the Mashiach is coming, but on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, he could drink wine, because there's a Masorah that the Anabi is never going to come, or the Mashiach is never going to come on a Friday or Erev Yom Tov. So if that's the case, why is it that over here that that's a prohibition that is in place for queens coming for them always? So what was his answer? So his answer was that there's a difference between, I think, the Mashiach coming and the Beis Hamikdash. Right, here we're talking about we're serving in the Beis Hamikdash. We're talking about, you know, when the Mashiach is coming. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. I don't have to. Right. Yeah, but that's part of like Kibbutz Galiot and the Mashiach, but I don't know more to say. You're right. It would be difficult. You're right. It would be difficult. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara now. Okay, we're two lines above where it gets wide, and I have to move now. Okay, now Megillat Tanit, the Mispeh, the Panavas for the Akhram Mutar. So we know that Megillat Tanit is a list of Yamim Tovim during the time by Shani. So the mission says, if it says in Megillat Tanit that this is the day they shouldn't have a hesped for, so I'm not allowed to give a hesped. Let's say the 10th of Shvat, I can't give a hesped on 10th Shvat, and I can't give a hesped on the 9th or the 11th Shvat. I can't give it before, but afterwards I could. And then Rabbi Yossi says I can't give thing before or after. So Tana Rabbanan, Ilan Yomayim Delo Tana Bahon, with son of Lemispe Bahon. So the Bryce is quoting from Megillas Tanit. He says, these are the days you can't fast, and some of them you can't give a hesped. Meresh Yarcha, the Nisan, Ba'ad Tavani Bay, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to the 8th of Nisan, Itokam Tamida, means the Korban Tamid that it should be brought from the Shiklet Sibor was established. The Chachamim, the Prushim, had a Makloka with the Tzedukim about this. The Lola Mispeh Bahon. So therefore, you don't see the Hesped during those days. In other words, they had like a disputation during the time by Shani, with Stukim or by Tusim, and they maintain that anybody can give money for the Korban Tamid. It says, at a Keves Echad Ta'aseh B'Boker, one Keves you will make in the morning, Echad Ta'aseh B'Nevayim, L'Shem Yachid. So maybe they said anybody could do it. And the Chachamim said, but then afterwards it says, Korban Ilach Min Lishayin, Tishmaru lahakrivli b'moado. Anyway, they argued with them, and they were able to succeed in convincing them of the correctness of their position on the 8th of Nisan. So those 8 days, you can't have a hesped. Mitmani be'at sof moada from the 8th of Nisan to the end of Pesach, the totav chagat the shavuaya, that the bona fides of Shavuos were established. That the Tzedukim or by Tusim said that they begin quoting, you know, counting the spheroids on a Sunday. He says. So they were at the best. They were able to slug them up in argument. So all space can't be hesped. So Amamar, the Reshiarcha to Nisan on Tamani Bay Tokum to Mida, the Lulu Mispe, Lamali may Reshiarcha. Why do they have to establish from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to the 8th of Nisan, Lema Mitreba Nisan? Why don't they say that we're establishing from the 2nd day of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Kupa Yom Tov Gubazdor? Rosh Chodesh is the Yom Tov anyway. So I know I can't give a hesped or fast on Rosh Chodesh. So the enactment should be from the 2nd of Nisan to the 8th of Nisan. So I'm a Rav on Israel, a Sur Yom Shalapada. So Rav says it was necessary to make the enactment for Rosh Chodesh as part of this Gzeira, because that way you're prohibited from fasting or giving a hesped on Erev Rosh Chodesh. Shalapadam Nami Tepul Dabi Yom Shalapay Rosh Chodesh. So, but why is Zeri Yom Tov more better than Rosh Chodesh? So if I can't they asked or have a hesped the day before one of the Yom Tovim, surely Rosh Chodesh should be able to do it. Rosh Chodesh to write to who? The right to Rabbi Chizuk. So it's somewhat counterintuitive, but if you have a Yantiv on a Torah level, it has less chumras than the Yantiv on a Drabanan level. There was the days of Megillas Tanis, so the days before and after are prohibited, and subject to Machlok we saw in the Mishnah, Shabbatov Yom Tovim, but on Shabbos and Yantiv, you can't give a hesped and you can't fast, but the days before and after are permissible. What's the difference between the two? Because Shabbos and Yantiv is Ben HaTorah, it doesn't require chizuk, it doesn't require strengthening. So in order to be chazek, the din of sofrim, so we carry over the prohibition even a day before. Amamar, we said from the 8th of Nisan to the end of Pesach, they were able to argue with the Baitusim about what and you know best them in argument that the sphere begins on the 16th of Nisan, not on the Sunday following of Pesach. He says and that was established when Shavuos would be. The Lamispe. So Lamali at Sof Moed, Lema Adamoed, Moedufa Yom Tefuva Asr. So why did they have to establish through Pesach? Why don't they just establish till Erev Pesach? And then Pesach anyway is Yantiv, and there's nothing to worry about it. So Amara Papa, Kida Amara, Munitzracha, on top line, Allah Sur Yom Shulapana. Just like Rav explained a few lines before Rosh Chodesh to us the day before Rosh Chodesh, Hakanam Munitzracha, Allah Sur Yom Shulapana. So by making the answer through Pesach, that's the day after Pesach. Okay, I got to go. We're running out of time. Okay, anyway, let me just end the recording. As part of the Ravoda, they do.